Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Here's a prediction. And for all of you who scribbled on your thoughts on paper or commit them to digitals and the vast unknowns of your hard drives, inspired by the realms of wonder, we're about 2 years off from a vast resurgence of popularity for great nature writers around the world. I've said it. Now you'll just have to wait and see. But in the meantime, you just may wish to plan to hone those skills in the wildlands of Vermont at the Wild Branch Writing Workshop. It's coming up. Take notes. One of the phenomena of being someone who likes the outdoors, and this applies to almost everybody I know, is that when you spend time in the wild, for whatever reason that is, you simply want to write about it. There's probably more writers per capita in this area of interest than possibly any other. There's something about sitting and looking out over a lake or taking a hike and resting and or whatever it is that makes people want to write. And so the legacy of writers in nature goes back actually many hundreds of years. And as we head into the 21st century, this just seems to be by human nature, we wish to write. Well, some people do it for many reasons, one for pleasure. Some people wish to actually do more with it, to professionalize their craft. A wonderful workshop is being scheduled in June in Vermont that really focuses on those people who wish to become much better writers and to improve their craft. And to talk about that now is David Brown, who's the director of the Wild Branch Writing Workshops. David, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, you're in Vermont. Is this the place of your birth, or have you moved there by choice, or how is it that you find yourself in Vermont?
I'm not from Vermont initially. I moved here in 1974, to a couple years out of college, to work at what's now Sterling College, and I worked there for over 20 years, and during that time got started with Wild Branch, and I've more or less retired from working at Sterling, but I still continue to organize and run Wild Branch each year.
Now, how many years has the Wild Branch Writing Workshop been operating?
This will be our 20th session, so that's somewhat of an accomplishment.
Sterling College seems to have a focus on nature writing. How is it that Sterling ended up with that focus?
Well, the college itself doesn't really have a focus on nature writing, but it's had a long interest in and focus on sort of the outdoors and the environment, and it began as a boys' prep school back in the late 50s, and then went through sort of an evolution and had an alternative year program sort of between high school and college in the early 70s, and then it became a two-year college, and then in the late 90s became a four-year college, and now offers a bachelor's degree in a number of fields such as conservation ecology, outdoor education and leadership, sustainable agriculture, and so on. So the primary focus at Sterling is on the outdoors and the environment, those sorts of things.
Very interesting. And what size faculty is there?
The total student body is on the order of 100, roughly. So it's small, something on the order of 15, 16 faculty. Some of those are part-time and so on, but it's a pretty high ratio of faculty to students.
Good. Let's focus on the Wild Branch Writing Workshop. First of all, let's get through and talk about some of the details. When is it going to be held?
It's scheduled this year for the week of June 3rd through 9th.
And in Vermont, that should mean that the forests are exploding in green.
The leaves are well out by that time of year.
Right. Well, it's just, I guess maybe my impression is it's an explosion of green. It's just dense with life.
It is.
Yes. Now, in terms of the workshop itself, we're going to do this for a week. There's an application process. We'll talk about that. What's the focus? Why should someone decide that they want to participate in the Wild Branch Writing Workshops?
Well, I think the workshop is really for people who have an interest in the outdoors, first of all, a love for the outdoors, and are also interested in writing and enjoy writing and interested in improving their writing. So we get a mix of people many of the people that come are professionals that work for a variety of resource-related agencies. They can be local or state or, in some cases, federal agencies. In other cases, they're nonprofit organizations, people that are that write professionally as part of their work. And then we get some people who simply come because they enjoy keeping a journal for themselves. Many people have published already. Other people are interested in learning how to go about publishing. Other people come and really have no interest in publishing whatsoever. They enjoy writing and enjoy the opportunity to work with other people and to improve their writing during the week.
Now, when it comes to nature writing, there's as I look back, sort of three general areas. One is kind of the historic descriptive writing that used to be so popular, for example, in Great Britain for such a long period of time. And then it seems with Henry David Thoreau and Emerson and Whitman and Muir, for example, there became a much more emotional and spiritual description of nature, which I think a lot of people relate to as the form that we respond to so dramatically. And then as well, there's the kind of the outdoor and recreation. Which of those are you going to be focusing on, or will you be involved in sort of all three?
Well, some extent, all of those. There'll be four residential faculty members this year, and each of them has a slightly different background and a slightly different focus. The students will choose one of those four instructors with whom to work each morning during the week, and then they'll have daily writing assignments. So to some extent, students can do the kind of writing that they're interested in doing. You know, they're not channeled in here and said, okay, you need to write whatever.
That's what I would expect. You can't force someone to write something they don't want to write about. But talk a little bit about the faculty that you have, and then you'll as well have some visiting faculty, and it's a very impressive group of writers.
The residential faculty for this summer will be Allison Deming. She's a professor of writing at the University of Arizona. Another fellow is named Eric Reese. He's from the Southeast, and he's a writer in residence at the University of Kentucky. Scott Vanders lives in Indiana, and he'll be one of the faculty. And then the fourth person is a woman named Sandra Steingraber, who lives in western New York State, and she's a visiting scholar at Ithaca College. So those will be the primary instructors. Emerson Blake and Jennifer Son, who are both with Orion Magazine, will also be here for the entire week as well. And they'll be working with on an individual basis with students and manuscripts that they might have.
And I must say, Orion is one of the co-sponsors of this event, and I think Orion provides some of the best writing on a regular basis, Orion Magazine, online, and the magazine itself. If people aren't familiar with Orion, they need to be, because this is where we get a full matrix, everything from investigative work, political commentary, to some of the best nature writing itself that you're going to find all wrapped up every month in Orion Magazine.
It's an exceptional organization, and we feel fortunate to have them involved with us.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the publisher, Chelsea Green, again, one of my favorite. It goes way beyond nature. It's Earth Publishing, and has such a broad spectrum in terms of the books that they publish. They're also going to be participating.
Correct. Chelsea Green has been sending someone for probably, 15, 16, 17 years.
Oh,
we've
wow.
had someone or other coming from that organization to talk mm-hmm. about book publishing.
The resident faculty and the visiting faculty really provide a strong basis for people to make professional advancements and personal advancements in their writing. Talk about what how this event will happen. It's a week. People can actually stay at the facility there. Give us a sense of what they could come to expect.
It's a small workshop. I mean, I've talked with some people, and they've been to writing workshops, and you know, I ask how many people are there, and they say, hundreds. And at Wild Branch, we have around 30 participants total, and six or eight faculty. And so it's very small, informal. The great majority of people stay on campus in the college dormitories, eat our meals in the college dining hall. So you spend a very close week with all of the faculty and with all the other participants. Not to diminish the expertise of the faculty in any way, the participants often say that they get as much from the other participants as they do from the faculty. We just seem to get a really interesting and varied group of people coming. But the students spend each morning with one of the four residential faculty members, and they'll do some readings, they'll critique each other's work, go over stuff each for probably 3 hours each morning, and then have an assignment for the following day. In the afternoons and evenings, there are a series of other sessions scheduled that are by visiting faculty, and those could be on topics such as what's involved in book publishing or what's involved in magazine work. We'll have one this year on for the first time on internet publishing. Janice Ray will give a talk on sort of activism, and then another sort of a round table presentation on the business aspects of writing. If people are interested in sort of writing as a business or as a supplemental income, it'll be an opportunity for people to ask questions about all of the various business aspects of writing. So over the years, I feel like we've come to a very good balance between scheduled time of classes and open time for people to interact with other faculty and the participants, go on bird walks in the morning, and also do their own writing. They need a good chunk of time every day to write, and that's the primary reason that people come.
Since you've had such a long legacy of being involved in these workshops, I'm just curious, in terms of the participants that come there, literally the writing form, I think in many cases, how a person writes. Some people like to write in longhand. Some people may have computers. Because these are nature people, you can't necessarily take a computer out. For people who will be participating, is there any sort of criteria on how that's done so that it can be more easily shared? Do you have to do this on computer, or can you do longhand, or what's kind of the mix there?
We do have people every year who come, and they're still writing stuff out longhand, exactly. And some people will bring laptops with them. The participants have access to Sterling's facilities, and we have computers and things available in the library. So if people don't want to lug their own computers all the way here, they can use basically computers in Sterling libraries. So it varies, but there are no requirements. If people want to write stuff out longhand, they're welcome to.
Yeah, because I know that for myself, I've become a pen freak, simply because when I find the perfect pen, I will be able to write brilliantly. Unfortunately, I haven't found that perfect pen yet, but I've had some moments where I've had the right pen in my hand. There is an application process and a deadline. Let's talk about some of those specifics for people who have an interest, and also who should be applying, and should people feel as if they shouldn't because they're not ready?
I think the main interest or the main requirement is that someone have an interest in the outdoors, in the natural world, and love writing and be interested in improving their writing. We have, I say, quite a mix of people, from people who are well published, people who are editors for publications as part of their work, people who are, in some cases, writing instructors. But we also have people who've never published a thing and have simply kept a journal for many, many years and enjoy doing that. So, you know, there are no hard and fast requirements along those lines. People really just need to have an interest. The application process is fairly straightforward. On the website, there's an application that asks basically for some background information, asks for either a resume or a brief outline of people's experiences, and then a short writing sample.
Now, short, that can be really intimidating to some people, because some people want to be exponential about their writing. So how do you interpret short?
Oh, a couple hundred words, a page, 2 pages, something like that.
Okay. In terms of the application process, where do they go?
They get sent to Sterling, and then we will, essentially, we won't do anything until after the March 15th deadline, and then we have a couple weeks. I think we say we'll try and notify people by April 10th so that people can begin to make travel plans and so on. The website...
I have www.sterlingcollege.edu, and that's STERLINGCOLLEGE, and then / then A D, period, Wild Branch. I'll say that again, Wild Branch. .html. If you go to there, and I'll have a link on the show page as well. But does that sound right?
That does. And if I think if you just with a search engine, if you just do Wild Branch Writing Workshop, that'll get it too.
Mm-hmm. Now there is a fee.
Tuition for the week is $750, and if people choose to stay on campus, there's an additional $250, which is room and board. People have the option of staying off campus if they want in a local inn or bed and breakfast, but that will end up costing, obviously, a lot more than the $250. And I actually tend to discourage people from staying off campus just because they miss out on a lot of the interaction that takes place and sort of around the edges of the official stuff. I think the people that stay off campus, they end up with certainly a fancier room than they'll get at Sterling, but I think they miss out on some of the other stuff that happens.
The creative writing process can only benefit from interaction with lots of other creative people who are involved in the same thing. We all tend to help ourselves to other people's ideas graciously oftentimes as writers because it helps us become better, and that's kind of what these processes are about. You learn so much, and you don't have to necessarily learn from an expert, but they certainly can help the craft. It's like any other art form. Go to someone who really knows this, and they give you insights into where you're going right and going wrong, and sometimes that's a little tough for almost any creative person, and in particular writers who have their sacred words. But nevertheless, if you can get past that, this sounds like an extraordinary event, and I wish I could be there myself, but I'm probably not going to be able to. But I certainly encourage listeners to contact you, and we're talking with David Brown, who is the director of the Wild Branch Writing Workshops that's going to be held in Vermont. Why don't you tell people kind of where this is, too, in Vermont?
Well, Craftsbury Commons in north central Vermont. We're about an hour and a half from Burlington, an hour north of Montpelier, about 40 minutes or so south of the Canadian border. So up in the northern part of the state, northern part of the Green Mountains. A lot of it's a rural landscape, a nice mix of agricultural fields and a mix of northern hardwoods and a kind of a spruce fir forest. We're sort of on the edge of the boreal forest. So we have a lot of the spruce and fir as well. So it's a nice mix of landscapes.
Well, David Brown, director of the Wild Branch Writing Workshops, I want to thank you so much and wish you great success on your upcoming event that's happening in June. But the deadline, that's why we're covering this now, is March 15th, which is my birthday, so I'll keep that in mind. But anyways, I encourage people to go ahead and take a chance. I know that it would be an exciting week and very productive. David Brown, thanks so much for adding your voice here on the Wild Side News.
You're welcome. Thanks for your interest.
Yes, if you love nature, you just may sense your bling rising in the years ahead. We are the voice and soul of the future. Believe it, live it, speak it, feel it, say it, do it. There's power in the passion. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios. Until we meet again next Thursday or any time on the archives, when your passion finds voice encircling the earth, here on the Wild Side News.